Thank you, Mr. Vice President. We regret that since the last UPR in 2019, the DPRK continues to commit grave human rights violations. The deep-rooted corruptions, as well as the political, gender, and religious discrimination are all norms. The lack of minimal health services, ongoing public execution, abduction and enforced disappearances, the existence of forced labor camps, and widespread sexual violence remain deeply concerning. The adoptions of Reactionary Ideology and Cultural Rejection Act of 2020 and the Youth Education Guarantee Act of 2021 further limit the freedoms of expression and information. Therefore, we would like to make the following recommendations. To seize and abolish the forced labor camps and free persons detained in respect of their human dignity and integrity. To take concrete measures against abductions and enforced disappearances. To abolish all laws preventing freedom of speech, which is a fundamental human right and enables the freedom of expression and opinion. Thank you.